remembers what this
in a tiny Concord Elementary classroom, about 20 fourth graders sit in a circle and direct their attention to Dr. Almquist. There are musical notes on the bright red rug and hand-drawn notes on a whiteboard.
Who can hear that inside their head? Can you hear that inside your head? Ready?
Do, re, mi, re, do.
Exactly right!
This is audiation.
Which is the ability to hear what you see and then to write what you hear, which is literacy building.
One of these students is Ariana Klope. This eager 9-year-old wants to be a zookeeper when she grows up.
I can kind of hear it in my head, but it's almost like it's just, I see it and I know what it is. Kind of weird how you can do that.
Ready together?
Do they do?
Exactly right. Now,
this method of language development, in this case, musical language, is akin to how we learn to speak from our parents, by imitating the sounds in our environment. Only about 10% of the worldwide population has a high aptitude for audiation. Dr. Almquist explains how he identified his students.
The child comes in and I sing a tonal pattern to them. It might be just doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and the child repeats that. If the child repeats it and all five of the tonal patterns repeats it immediately, without any rehearsal, without any question, that's an indicator that there is more of a high aptitude.
He repeats the process for each one of the 550 McCracken County fourth graders.
Up high. So there you go, together, everybody.
Do, re, mi, fa, so.
Excellent.
Gifted and talented program coordinator Tina Hayes says this concept ensures no students fall through the cracks. It's the first time students have been tested this way in McCracken County, and she isn't aware of other school districts using this method. McCracken County also screens for high aptitude in visual arts. Before, students had to audition, which meant only kids with transportation and interest were tested. This new program eliminates all barriers for students with musical talent and is catching some parents by surprise.
It was really interesting last year because someone, when they received the letter home asking if they would participate, their parents were shocked and thought we had the wrong child because they never realized that the child had this ability.
Thanks to this program, Hayes says, some kids are changing their outlook on school.
This was that light bulb for them. The mom reported to me that it was no longer a chore to get them up, and they had not necessarily been seen by their peers as leaders. And so now all of a sudden it's like, everyone recognized this gift that they had, and they became confident in that gift, and so they rose to the top.
To date, about 100 students are studying with Dr. Almquist. Those kids will have the option of continuing their musical path with orchestra next year. And while audiation isn't a word 9-year-old Ariana Klope even remembers, she's learning so many other things.
It's really fun. I like using the percussion instruments because I play drums at my dad's house a lot. I'm working on guitar, but I'm not that good.
By the end of this school year, Dr. Almquist will see to it that Ariana Klope can read, write, and sing 12 different rhythm and tonal patterns, even if she does want to be a zookeeper when she grows up. For WKMS News, I'm John Paul Henry.